ladies and gentlemen. Now we'll open the phones and get your comments. We're going to open the phones and get your comments on all of this. The number is 520-333-4578. That's 520-333-4578. We'll take your calls now. And I have a little cold, folks. So if all of a sudden I turn down my voice, it's because I have to cough or something. And I'm using some nose spray, which causes all my passages to dry out. And we live at a high altitude in a cold climate here in the mountains in the winter. And so that dryness causes me some great discomfort, and it's really hard to talk right when you're all dried out inside. So I have a cup of coffee here, and I have some orange juice, and occasionally I will be taking a sip. And so if I pause, you'll know what it's for. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, I have been listening.
I need you to talk a lot louder. I can barely hear you.
I'm sorry. I have been catching your program for the last few days and the subject you're on. Can you hear me okay now?
Well, you're still really low. Can you put the mouthpiece directly in front of your mouth and really talk loud, please?
Okay. How's this?
That's better. You see, we don't have normal radio equipment here. It's how we keep prices low so that we can afford to do this. We just have a speakerphone about 14 inches away from a microphone.
Okay. I'll start over. I have heard you for the last few nights on this subject, and it seems to it corresponds with some books I've been reading.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. It is the duty of all Americans. It was pre-existing the government. In fact, the Constitution recognizes that the militia pre-existed the Constitution.
And I agree, and I'm aware. And the point I want to make was, in regards to this subject you're talking about, I'm concerned that any militia group that has any degree of Freemason in it has been compromised. And I wanted to what your opinion was on that.
Well, that's not necessarily true, because as you probably heard me say tonight, the people in the lower degrees really have no idea what it is to which they belong. They're there for gain, or because one of their friends belongs and brought them in, and they like the camaraderie, and they got to meet people they never would ever have met in their entire life. They are guaranteed to be helped up the ladder. They're guaranteed to be helped in any legal problem they have. They're guaranteed to get preference on contracts and jobs and promotions and everything else. So most of them are there for social and selfish reasons, for material gain, and for being able to hobnob with the top of the community. And they're what we call useful idiots. So just because they're in your militia, if they belong to the lower degrees, does not mean that your militia has been compromised.
Well, in regards to their oaths, if they were sent to spy, so to speak, because you have to realize that the people that the militias are directly in conflict with are the ones that are in the high positions that are causing all of the grief in this government.
Absolutely. And that's when they would discover what it was to which they belonged, and at that point they would have to make a decision. Am I going to go and spy on these men who I love, and I belong to their militia group because I believe in this country and I think that we're going to have to fight for our liberties and freedoms? Or am I going to obey the dictates of the lodge and go and spy on these people?
And in regards to their oath, if they were sent, would be compelled to go?
Well, not necessarily, because the oaths are taken under a fraud. That it is a benevolent order existing for the good of the community. Anything perpetrated under fraud is no longer holding or binding. Do you understand?
I understand.
So at that point, they could renounce it all and walk away. But now we have to ask ourselves, would they do that?
Well, from what I understand, it's under penalty of death, even for the lower
Well, you have right to be.
Well, I would just tell our brothers out there to be watchful.
Yeah, it's the oaths that are the key, and it is the human condition that would probably make them obey the lodge rather than do what they should do and go and tell the truth about what they've been involved in and what they were asked to do and renounce it.
Well, I would encourage people to find sources of information on this subject, because I have, and they are out there, and they are very well documented, and it will blow your mind when you find out how deep this has entrenched.
Yes, and remember, it's not just Freemasons. It's all of these fraternal orders. I don't care what you call it. I don't care what they profess to be doing. When you get into the actual writings and speeches and newsletters and publications and training books and courses that they teach, you're going to find that this country was taken over by a subversive movement shortly after it was founded.
That's correct. Well, I'm going to let you go. I appreciate your show, and thank you for talking.
Thank you for calling.
Goodbye.
The number is 520-333-4578. That's 520-333-4578. And the subject tonight, you already know. You heard the Art Bell and the little 32nd degree Freemason deception there that I played for you, that Art Bell ran on his broadcast just a few nights ago. And folks, you would be just absolutely amazed. The newspaper, or the newsletter, or the journal of the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry, up until the point, just a few years ago, when it was discovered to be what it was called the New Age. Where do you think the New Age movement comes from? It comes out of these secret societies and secret orders. Were you aware that the exact same New Age movement, with the exact same teachings, prevailed in Germany during Hitler's rise to power during the 30s? Were you aware that Hitler belonged to the Thule Lodge in Germany? That he got his beginning and his boost up the ladder to the dictatorship of Germany because he was a member in a secret order? How many of you knew that? How many of you knew that Nazi means National Socialist German Workers' Party? It doesn't mean National Right-Wing Conservative Constitutionalist Christian Party. It means National Socialist German Workers' Party. Hitler was a socialist. The battle to bring Hitler to power was not between the right and the left. It was between socialism and communism, and Hitler didn't even know enough to know that the end goal of socialism is communism. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes.
Just like the last caller, I need you to put your mouth right in front of the phone.
Yes.
Talk much louder.
Okay, better. Listening to your program, and I'm just wondering if there's some good books around that you may be able to offer, or that I can pick up someplace to more or less, give me a fuller education on this.
First one you need to look for right off the bat is Morals and Dogma by Albert Pike. If you go to enough used bookstores, you will find it.
Morals and Dogma.
Albert Pike.
Okay, thank you.
Start with that.
Thank you.
That should be your primary education. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
520-333-4578. Anyone who has not, there goes that dry throat again. My tongue sticks, literally. I'm not kidding. My tongue is sticking to my mouth. It's the most incredible feeling. Anyone who has not read Albert Pike's Morals and Dogma must do so. Good evening. You're on the air.
Fuck you, bitch.
Oh, there's a Freemason showing his true colors. Did you hear what he said? No one else would have done such a thing, ladies and gentlemen, because we're not talking about anything else. and we are not revealing anyone else. So there you have an example of the true colors of one of these subversive, mindless, robot puppet twits. 520-333-4578. He didn't even have the guts to refute the facts. And none of them do with me. They can do it with someone who doesn't know, or when they're playing a game with another one of their own, such as Art Bell. But they can't ever, and will not ever, do it with me. They haven't got the guts. Because I open up my vast library of their own works here, and I quote their own greatest authors, greatest writers, and greatest speakers, until they are left absolutely dumbfounded and driven into the dust. You poor, miserable, ignorant twit. Gutless. Coward is what you were by doing such a thing. And you talk about, you actually talk about the rules of the lodge that you must lead such wonderful moral lives. One of the oaths, ladies and gentlemen, says that they will honor and protect the wives and daughters of their fellow brothers of the lodge, but all other women are fair game. 520-333-4578. And that should convince those of you who have accused me of screening the calls that it's not true. No calls have ever been screened on this broadcast. And by the way, we are not responsible for the profanity or the insults that anyone may hurl out at the world when they call. We have no idea who's on the other end of the phone when we answer. 520-333-4578 is the number. And you all know the subject. So let's hear your thoughts on this. And if there's a Freemason out there who's got some guts and also some brains and some intelligence and knows how to put forth an argument intelligently, please call. What do you want to bet, folks, that that will never happen? And if it does, what do you want to bet? That I score a knockout. I'm glad, I'm sorry that he said what he did, but I'm glad that he called. Because nothing could illustrate the true nature of the Brothers of the Lodge better than that last caller did, without any help from me or anyone else. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, this is Bruce from North Carolina.
Hi, Bruce.
It's, there are many Freemason members in the Mafia or organized crime.
Oh, that's a very interesting and very, very good question. The Mafia was actually formed from youth gangs in Sicily by a man named Giuseppe Mazzini. Not Molini, but Mazzini. His name was Giuseppe Mazzini. And he formed the Mafia from street youth gangs long, long, long time ago. Now, if you watch the series of movies called The Godfather, you will see that during one of these episodes, or one of these, I think there was three of them, that the Godfather is being actually initiated into a secret order. Were you aware of that? Did you see all three episodes?
When I was 16, 17 when I saw that, and okay. I didn't remember
it. Okay. I suggest that everybody watch it from the beginning all the way to the end, and you will see that he is initiated into a secret order, and that the secret order has something to do with the Vatican. You will also, by studying the history of the secret orders, and the Italian secret orders in particular, find reference to the P1 and P2 lodges of Italy. There's also a P3. Have you ever heard of those lodges?
No, I haven't.
These are Masonic lodges in Italy. Now, just recently, the Italian government, in an effort to free themselves from the Mafia and from corruption, did extensive investigations of these lodges. Did you remember the murder of Roberto Calvi? You didn't. Well, he was murdered by hanging from Blackfriars Bridge in London. He was a highly degreed member of the P2 Lodge in Italy, and he was involved with the theft from the Catholic Church of maybe hundreds of millions or maybe even billions of dollars. You'll see this referred to or insinuated in The Godfather. Now, The Godfather was written by Mario Puzo,
yes,
from his actual discussions of the truth with real Mafia high-ranking figures. In other words, The Godfather is based upon truth. It's a true story. It had to be written, and it had to be made into a movie as fiction, but it's true. You'll also find that the intelligence community of the United States of America was founded by one Wild Bill Donovan in the OSS. It's also a matter of record with major researchers like me, who have delved into the intelligence community and the secret societies, that all of the members of the OSS were Knights Templars. And it was the higher ups of the OSS, the real veterans of the American intelligence effort during World War II, who founded the Central Intelligence Agency upon executive order of President Truman, who was a 33rd degree Freemason. During World War II, you'll find that the OSS conspired with the American Mafia to create links between the American Mafia and the Italian Mafia in order to spy on the Germans and Mussolini's political and military machine during World War II. You'll also find that post-World War II, the OSS and the Central Intelligence Agency were the responsible for the creation of the P2 Lodge in Italy, which has been responsible for the major corruption and crime in that country and most of Europe for many, many years. Does that answer your question?
Yes, sir. Have a good evening.
You're welcome. Yes, there's definitely a connection, ladies and gentlemen, between the organized underworld and the secret societies. The organized underworld is the underworld extension of the above-world fraternal lodges. How about that? Put that in your pipe and smoke it. 520-333-4578 is the number. You will find that when you get into the honest research of all these things, and when you have researched enough that you can penetrate through all the BS and all the exoteric metaphors and arrive at the esoteric true teachings and the true history that the average man, unless he wakes up and becomes aware of all this, learns what it is that he is fighting instead of what it is that they want him to believe that he's fighting, is helpless. Helpless. He couldn't win against this secret force if he wanted to. Doesn't care how dedicated, doesn't matter how dedicated he is. Doesn't matter how much he believes in liberty and freedom or anything else. If he doesn't understand the enemy that he's fighting, he cannot win. He won't win. Just as simple as that. These people are not interested in freedom. They're not interested in liberty. They're interested in control. And the first thing that a Freemason learns when he joins the lodge is absolute obedience to the master of the lodge and to the Grand Lodge of his state. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill. How are you?
I'm fine.
Bill, the Scottish Rite puts out a journal in Washington, D.C., doesn't it?
Yes, it's now called the Scottish Rite Journal. It used to be called the New Age. I have almost every copy that's ever been printed.
Well, how about bringing us up to date on who's in charge of the journal now? Do you know who they are?
Who's in charge of the actual printing of the journal?
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us?
And who sits on the board?
Why don't you tell us?
Okay, let's start with these gentlemen. Right in the first place here, we've got, I believe it was in either November or December, Mel Tillis, who's a 33rd degree Mason. He's the musician over at Branson, Missouri.
Yes.
And we've got the Secretary of Agriculture, Daniel Glickman.
Yes.
They were both conferred to the 33rd degree, I believe it was the 14th of December of this past year, 68?
Mm-hmm.
98.
98, yes.
Yeah, now here's the editor-in-chief of the journal. His name is C. Fred Kleinneck. He's a 33rd degree Mason. Remember him back there in politics not too long ago?
Yes, I do.
And the managing editor now, at present time, is Dr. John C. Boetiger. That's B-O-E-T-T. J-E-R. He's a 33rd degree G.C. I guess that's Grand Commander.
Uh-huh. That Grand Commander also denotes Knights Templar.
Yeah, okay. Now we've got the business manager. It's Rear Admiral W. Gene Sizemore, 33rd degree.
How about that?
He's Navy retired. Now, here's the interesting ones here. We've got editorial board. Ex-Senator Alan K. Simpson, 33rd degree, honorary chairman. Ernest Borgnine, 33rd degree, honorary chairman. You remember they made a movie, it was called The Wild Bunch with William Holden?
Yes.
And Ernest Borgnine?
Yes.
Remember who William Holden was? He was Pike.
Uh-huh.
And that was a political movie. They ought to go back and get that Western and read it. Now, let's go on down this list. We've got honorary co-chairman. Is Warren D. L-I-C-H-T-Y, Esquire. He's a 33rd degree. We got Dr. S. Brett Morris, Executive Secretary. Then we've got Donald G. Brotzman. That's B-R-O-T-Z-M-A-N, Esquire. Then we've got Darrell J. Brown. These are all 33rd degree.
Sure.
Park A. Dodd, Jr., Harry E. Ickles, Jr. That's E-C-H-O-L-S. Then we've got O. James Horton, Jr. And we've got Pierre Normand, who happens to be a 32nd degree, K-C-C-H.
That's Knights of the Knights Templar.
Yeah, these are the guys that's running it now. Now, let's get over in here. Here's an interesting article. You know,
also, I want to make a point. You said C. Fred Kleinitz.
Yes.
C. Fred Kleinitz used to be the head of NASA. National Aeronautic and Space Administration.
Mm-hmm.
I've been saying that for years, and people, they all know that.
Well, I'm going to send you a copy.
But they didn't know that he was a 33rd degree Freemason, and I've been challenged on that. Now you have confirmed it.
Well, I'm going to send you a photostat copy of it, and then everybody will know it. But I also want to give you something very interesting here that'll...
Oh, when I said we have all of these, I wasn't joking. I just don't have them right in front of me
here
tonight.
But now, we've got one over here that it really should interest everybody. It's on Orange, California, if I can find it here. Just a second here till I turn the page. We've got Rabbi Sidney S. Guthman. He's a 33rd degree Mason. And this is at 5036 Allerton Street, Long Beach, California. That's his address.
Now, don't give out people's private addresses or phone numbers. We don't want anyone... to be hurt because of us.
Yeah, okay. Well, now listen to this here. It says, Sidney S. Guzman is a member of the Civil Service Commission of Long Beach, California, and a former Grand Chaplain of the Grand Lodge of California. Recently, the Long Beach Veterans Administration Medical Center awarded him a special merit citation for his work as chaplain, and he is rabbi of Congregation Shalom, Leisure World, California, a longtime member of the Long Beach Scottish Rite Bodies and chaplain of the El Malachi Shrine Temple.
Uh-huh.
Incidentally, John Wayne belonged to that also.
Yes, he did.
Rabbi Guzman was recently appointed chaplain of the Long Beach Police Department, the first time a rabbi has been so honored. That's interesting, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is.
And that goes on, there's quite a few more, but I'm going to photograph this and send it to you, and maybe some of the guys that don't believe that this stuff is going on, they can write for a copy. You can send them one for $5 or something.
Yeah. C. Fred Kleindienst was the head of NASA during the Apollo space program.
Isn't that when...
Doesn't that ring a bell?
I think a couple of those guys got burned up down there, didn't they?
Well, all kinds of things. But if you'll look at the names, the Apollo space program, who was Apollo?
Yeah.
Apollo was the sun god.
Well, Buzz Aldrin. He's a 33rd degree Mason.
Well, what
I'm... 32nd, I'm not sure.
What I'm trying to tell you is to pay attention to the name of the space program, the names of all the different missions, the landing sites, the places on the moons where they landed according to the latitude and longitude of the moon, not the Earth. Okay? All of the things that pertain to the Mystery School also pertain to the Apollo space program.
I never believed that they went to the moon. I still believe this is
they didn't.
How it was ever perpetrated the people.
Yeah, they did not go to the moon in the Apollo space program.
I think they went to the moon, but it was out in Hollywood.
Well,
moon makers.
You got that right.
Bill, there's a lot more information, and I'm going to get it out and send it to you.
Good.
And I think you'll find it interesting, but I'm sure at one time before you went off the air and I lost track of you, I think I sent you a copy of where the Masonic Orders out of France was the leading overthrowers of Russia in 1917.
Yeah, the Grand Orient Lodge.
Yes. It was 42 lodges that led the revolution in Russia in 1917 and overthrew the Tsar and his family.
That's correct. They also did the same thing in France. The Grand Orient Lodge was responsible for the French Revolution.
Absolutely.
They were also responsible for the Peasants' Revolt in England, which tried to overthrow the English crown. And here in this country, it was not the Grand French Orient, but the what they call the Jacobins, but they were aligned with the Grand French Orient. And France, in honor of the Masonic Revolution in this country, gave us the gift of the Statue of Liberty.
Right. And also, you remember it was Lafayette, Mason, that brought all the guns over here.
That's right.
Platinum. So, I mean, this has been a Mason revolution for the last 225 or 30 years. And all you've got to do is get a hold of some of their books and read it.
That's right.
You'll know this stuff is going on.
That's true.
This new world order is nothing but a bunch of Masons trying to formulate this thing right here and make us all peasants in the world.
Well, not just Masons. It is the highest...
Yes, there's other organizations working with them.
Well, it's not so much organizations. It's the highest degrees of all of the secret organizations, which together call themselves the Brotherhood of Man or the Illuminati.
Bill, I've got books on these guys that you wouldn't believe. Well, you would, because you've read this stuff. You know it. But there's stuff in here. Did you know a Mason can't even be kicked out of the lodge for treason? Did you know that?
That's right. In fact, they must give him aid and comfort and shelter.
Well, he's considered, he's a world citizen, see? So anytime he commits treason in a country where he's living, he's really not committing treason against the Masonic order. He's committing treason against a subject country.
Yes, that's
correct. This is the thing that goes on. And like you say, now I'm not referring to Blue Lodge Masons. I'm referring to the highest ranking Masons in the world.
Yes.
Suckers out of the Blue Lodge Masons. And this has been going on so long till it's pathetic. Most Blue Lodge Masons are really ignorant of what's taking place.
You're right. And they also have secret agreements with the governments wherein their lodges exist. For instance, here in the United States, the government has agreed, and there is an agreement between the lodge and the government, that no Freemason can be arrested or persecuted or shot or anything else if he is actually within the doors of the lodge.
Mm-hmm. And,
police officers have no authority within the lodge.
We just had two Masons here in central Missouri that raped, they was having one of their big shindigs, and they raped, took these women upstairs and raped them. Upstairs, like, you know, Bill Clinton's pulling that stuff. He's a D-Malay, I believe.
Yeah.
Probably, he's probably a full-fledged Mason now. But anyhow, these two Masons raped these two women, and it come out. It was the headlines of the Springfield, Missouri Leader newspaper. It was about a year ago. Nothing never happened to these guys. They just swept it under the rug.
Sure.
But if that would have been somebody else, they'd went to jail for it.
Well, especially in the state of Missouri. Missouri is one of the most prominent Masonic states in the Union.
Yeah, Bill, there's 121,000 Masons in the state of Missouri.
That they are willing to make public.
Well, that's what their books read, but now that's not...
Well, you don't have access to their books. Those are the secrets of the lodge.
Of their lodges.
Yeah, those are the secrets of the lodge.
There's 54,000 Masons in the small state of Arkansas, too.
Yes.
And out there in Arizona, where you live, you've got 14,000 and 600 or 700.
Well,
there's not as many Masons in Arizona.
Well, now let me say this again. You don't know that.
Well,
those numbers are secrets of the lodge. They only make public what they want to make public, and they will never reveal the membership of a Freemason who does not want to be revealed.
Yeah, well, I'm saying this is in their book. It's the official registry of the Masonic Lodge. This is the number they give.
Well, I've seen those numbers, too, and I'm not sure that they're true.
Well, there's probably more than what the book says. It's like you say, if
now,
you don't want to be... outed, as they say in the lesbian world, then they just keep it quiet.
That's true.
But Bill, it's been nice talking to you, and I'm going to send you some stuff and let you read up on this, and maybe you, among some of these guys that don't believe this stuff, have them to write in and send them a little brochure of it. It's public knowledge if they want to look for it.
Well, some of it's public knowledge. It's
yeah.
Not all public knowledge. You have to look real hard to get into the secrets of the lodge.
If you'll search these bookstores and find some of their old Masonic books that goes back around the turn of the century, they didn't hide it too much because most people back in those days didn't get a chance to get out and read this.
Yeah, the older the books,
now that they're dead and gone, these books are out there.
Yeah, the older the books, the more truth you will find in them.
You got that right. Thanks, Bill, for taking up your time.
Well, thank you for your call. 520-333-4578 is the number. This is a very good call. But don't think that it's so easy to find these things out, ladies and gentlemen. It took me about 25 years. But you can find it if you want to look, and if you want to study, and if you want to read, and if you want to delve and ask questions. But first, before you can even begin to do it, you will never understand a thing you're reading if you don't get rid. I mean, you've got to be able to separate your beliefs and your prejudices and your preconceived ideas from everything else. You cannot apply what you think you know or what maybe you really do know to what you're reading and make it come out right. Because what they believe and what you're reading is completely different from anything that you've ever learned or believed or known in your entire life. And it will completely baffle you until you learn to start fresh, like you never learned anything in your life, and then begin to learn what it is that they really believe, what they're really saying, and you've got to learn their secret symbolic language. It's important. You see, folks, Freemasonry is an occult secret society, and all Freemasons have aligned themselves with the occult. And it's the obvious conclusion that anybody with even a casual knowledge of the lodge are ultimately forced to realize. Occult simply means deliberately kept hidden. They don't want the public to know. Not revealed. Kept behind the veil. You'll see a lot of reference to that veil. So, you have to understand that all Freemasons, all of them, even if it's your father or your brother or your sister, and yes, women can be members in the Order of the Eastern Star or in a co-masonry lodge where they practice co-masonry, as they call it, where the sexes attend the same lodge. You have to understand they cannot and will not ever tell you the truth. And no matter how skillful a liar they may be, no matter how convincing they are, when they tell you that, oh, I wouldn't lie to you. You're my son, or you're my daughter, or you're my wife. I would never tell you a lie. This is what the lodge is all about. And then they spin their little web of deception. Listen to me very carefully, ladies and gentlemen. All Freemasons, whether male or female, no matter whether it's called the Freemasonic Lodge or the Ancient Order of Rosi Crucis or the AMORC or the Knights Templar or the Knights of Malta or the Order of the Golden Dawn or the Templi Orientalis or any of these things, doesn't matter. They are all forbidden upon pain of death by solemn oath, never to reveal what goes on behind the closed doors of the lodge, never to reveal any of the actual secrets of the lodge, and when put into a position where they either must tell the truth or tell a lie, they must tell a lie, and they will not hesitate to do it. They are chronic, profound, and extremely good liars. So don't ever believe that when you sit down with one of them and they tell you that it just isn't true what you hear. This is what we're really about. This is what we really do. They're lying to you. They know they're lying to you. And that's all they can do is lie to you, because upon pain of death, they cannot ever tell you the truth. And when they tell you that their oaths mean nothing because they're just a bunch of rituals and they don't mean anything. It's just ancient ceremonies that we go through and we just do it, you know, for tradition and history. They're lying to you again. Honorable men and women never ever take an oath unless they fully mean that oath within the depths of their soul and the bottom of their heart, and that they fully intend to keep it and carry it out. And if they tell you that the oath means nothing, they're also telling you that they are without honor, and that any oath that they would take in a court of law means nothing. Any oath that they would give you would mean nothing. That their marriage vows mean nothing. Do you understand? Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello there. Would you allow me to give people a source of a good set of books concerning this? There seems to be some interest in where to find information.
Sure. Yes, I am, but let me preface it with this caution, and then you can give out whatever information that you want.
Okay.
The author has an agenda. He leaves out two prominent world powers that are also involved in this and have been infiltrated and in many cases created by this. In other words, he presents the battle in the world taking place between British Freemasonry and French Freemasonry.
Yeah.
And that just isn't true. Because, in the first place, British Freemasonry is not as powerful as it once was. The true leadership in Freemasonry is the Scottish Rite, which has its headquarters in Washington, D.C., and is not British at all.
Okay.
And wait a minute, there are two others that he forgets conveniently to mention. That's International Zionism and the Vatican.
Okay.
Now that the audience knows that, you can give your information.
Well, apart from that, would you agree that this would be a good initial source for people to start at least getting the foundation of the background, the history, the...
It's an excellent treatise on the history of the subversiveness of Freemasonry, but they have to understand that when they're reading it, that the person who wrote it is intentionally sheltering and protecting Zionism and the Vatican.
Okay. And I thank you for bringing that to my attention because I was not aware of that.
Well, you're welcome.
It's a series of three books called Scarlet and the Beast. Comes in volume 1, 2, and 3. It's available from JKI Publishing, P.O. Box 131480. Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R, Texas, 75713. They have an 800 number. Would you allow me to give that out?
Yeah, go ahead.
800-333-5344. I'm reading it right now, and it's quite revealing. It gets into the drugs, drug dealing, Illuminati. They also have some tapes on the Illuminati, which I have not heard, but they're available to these people, which I may check into. So, if that helps anybody, we'll let them take it from there.
Great.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. 520-333-4578 is the number. Number. Okay, while we're waiting here, we'll just... move on to, let me see, where are we going to move on to here? Let's do this one.
And the facts are these. I didn't choose this position. I didn't want it. But God chose us for his own reasons. But I need your help. And I'm praying that you will understand how important this is. You see, our situation financially is right now so critical that some of the lawyers that participated in this have not even yet been paid.
Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that Norman Vincent Peale was a 33rd degree Freemason? Did you know that, I don't know if I should pop so many bubbles here. Billy Graham is a 33rd degree Freemason of the Scottish Rite. Ronald Reagan was a 33rd degree Freemason. I could go on and on and on and on. I could name so many people, you just wouldn't believe it. But it's true. 520-333-4578 is the number. And if you'd like to give your input, we're interested in hearing it. Now, isn't it incredible, ladies and gentlemen, that in a nation founded upon liberty and freedom, we have people who believe that they have to meet in secret, and then after meeting in secret have to try to convince us that there's nothing wrong with meeting in secret? How can that be? You see, no one meets in secret unless they know that their neighbors, their community, their friends and relatives would object to what is going on if they, in fact, met in public. It's incredible what you learn when you take the blinders off and begin to look at the world as it really is. Let's go to a book called The Dark Side of Freemasonry, edited by Ed Decker. He says that Anton LaVey, the high priest of the Church of Satan, states that, and I can verify that he did because I did some research into the Church of Satan, Anton LaVey, and its connection with military intelligence. He says that Anton LaVey says, quote, "Masonic orders have contained the most influential men in many governments, and virtually every occult order has many Masonic roots," end quote. That's true. Most occult orders sprang from Freemasonry. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, Mr. Cooper.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yeah, my name is Bo from St. Louis, and I really don't know how to go about all this research and everything. However, my father is a Mason.
Uh-huh. You're not alone, by the way. Many people's fathers are Freemasons. And
pardon?
I said you're not alone in that respect.
Yeah, I read your book, and Behold the Pale Heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave it to my father to read and my mother to read. She's an Eastern Star. That they didn't want to have anything to do with it. And I also gave them another book, Tragedy and Hope, Carol Quigley. Nothing to do that.
Yeah, Carol Quigley was William Jefferson Clinton's mentor.
Oh, yeah.
In college.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's an insider, yeah. And anyhow...
In fact, Tragedy and Hope confirms everything that I've ever said on this broadcast.
Really? So that book is very accurate?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I could send you tons and tons of, Masonic literature and stuff like that. I don't know if it would do you any good. My father is a 32nd degree. He's got Scottish Rite plaques on his wall. And I've gone up with magnifying glasses to these plaques on his wall. And it's got even a quote from the Koran. They're like they're an umbrella encompassing all religions. Is this what they're trying to do? Or?
No. In fact, they don't encompass any religions. What they are is a religion unto themselves wherein man is God.
Mm-hmm.
They worship the intellect.
I asked him a direct question one time. I said, will your lodge confess that Jesus Christ is Lord? He says, no, we won't do that.
Not ever.
We can't do that.
In fact, he can't even mention the name of Jesus in the lodge.
Now, they always say God, but they don't say what God.
That's right. Their God is Lucifer, and it's not even a God. It's a philosophy.
I would like to ask you, there's a company that I found that I can get the copy of Pikes. I can't really think of his first name.
Albert.
Yes, Albert Pikes, dog.
Morals and Dogma.
Dogma, sir. And I was just wondering, they want $55 for it. Do you think that's been watered down? Or?
Well, if I were you, I would go to used bookstores. You will find an old copy in used bookstores, and that's the one I would trust.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's strange because this place is called Kissinger Publishing Company.
Well, Kissinger reprints a lot of these books, but we don't know if he's reprinting the entire books or if he's omitting things.
Uh-huh.
All I can tell you is that if you find the original old volumes, and the older the better, they tell all of the truth in all of those old volumes. And as they began to discover that many of us were beginning to research and reveal the truths of what they really are, what they really believe, and what they're really about, that they have been sanitizing their publications. So you can buy the same book now that was written 100 years ago, and you'll find the one that was written 100 years ago will tell the truth, and the one that's written now leaves it all out.
And, you know, it's strange because when my wife called inquiring about this book, she says they want to take them off the shelves. They don't want the the woman that works for Kissinger Publishing says that her father was a 33rd degree Mason.
33rd.
Yeah. And she didn't want, she said that her father had told her that they're trying to take them all off the shelf or something. So I don't know if that was a ploy just to get to buy the book or what. But my mother had recently ordered a book from the St. Louis Public Library.
Uh-huh.
It's supposed to be coming in.
Well, it's the truth. They don't want the public, what they call the profane, to read their publications.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are some people who aren't stupid that can figure it out and discover the truth about who they are, what they are, what they believe in, and what their goals are.
Have you ever heard of a man, a preacher by the name of Dennis Fisher down in Florida?
No.
The ministry's called Psalm 23. He's really, really in deep to trying to expose the Masons.
Does it ring a bell?
I would like to get your information on how to send you donations for this cause, and I would also like to, you know, get involved in this, because this has wreaked havoc on me, my wife. It's caused terrible arguments. I've lost my father and my mother, and I've known them since they've joined, and I think he's been a Mason for...
Well, here's what they believe. Even if you are a relative, even if you are their son, even if he was a son and you were his father, here's what they believe. If you are not one of us, you are nothing.
That's right. Well, I read in your book, it said Goyim, cattle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I need your address or something so that I can...
Okay, write it down right now, so I'm going to give it to you, and I'm going to give it to you fast because we're out of time and we got to go real quick.
I'm down in the basement here. Can I just climb the stairs?
Well, I don't have time. You're going to have to listen tomorrow night or some other broadcast. Because we're out of time. We're really out of time. So just tune in again, and we'll give it out. We always do.
Okay.
Good night, folks. That's it. We're out of time. And God bless each and every single one of you. And please, for God's sake, wake up.
Jonestown in the People's Temple was in reality a mass mind control experiment conducted by the CIA as a follow-up to something called MKUltra. They had medical checkups for everyone every day.
Taking over the world's judicial and political system, mind control by the year 2000.
There are a lot of mind control experimentations going on.
You've been listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper, the man William Jefferson Clinton named as the most dangerous radio host in America. Now, you know why.
The cheapest commodity in the world is human beings. Thank you.
ba 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 ba